I was doing dishes two nights ago.
Yeah.
And I was like stacking all the dishes in the like drying rack.
Yeah.
And then this fucking glass started falling. So I was like, shit. And I went to catch it. Fucking shattered in my hand. Cut my fucking hand in like three places. It was like here, here, and then this one is deep.
Dude, I pulled away.
I was like fuck. I was like fucking pulled away and blood like splattered all over the kitchen floor. Dude, it was bleeding so much.
Welcome back to the Zero Lives podcast. As always, I'm Anthony.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Dewey.
And we're back again. Well, hi. We're still back. That's a good.
We are still back.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Are we equally as enthused to be back this week?
I am stoked. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Nice.
So enthused. So enthused.
Hell yeah.
Brandon is.
Yeah. Like sweet. Peak enthusement right now.
Peak enthusement. Not enthusiasm. Enthusement. Oh my God. All right, so I have some stuff to talk about this week.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm going to start on a kind of where we left off on the last episode, if that's all right. I won't go too as much into it as we did before, but on the last episode, we were talking about books a little bit, and Brandon, you recommended reading Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir.
Yes.
I read that in less than a week. It's not a big book. It's not like I'm bragging. Like a lot of people.
I know how to read. Actually, you know.
Actually, I didn't. I listened to the audiobook for like the entire thing. But because the audiobook is so unbelievably well done. Like you said, the vocal effects.
Awesome.
Dude, it's so good. And just like excellent recommendation, man. I couldn't recommend that more highly to like just about everyone.
Yeah.
It is a little sciencey. You know, in the beginning, especially, but that I'm biased to that. Like, I really like that kind of stuff.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
That's why I knew you'd like it.
Yeah.
Like, you got to read this.
He knows you're a dork. So,
yeah. No, that's fine.
I like that too. Like, over explanation of stuff and how it works. Like,
yeah.
So interesting. Gets me.
Yeah. Like, obviously, from like the cover of the book, it's a space type thing, Project Hail Mary, obviously, right? So the first chapter is like the main character kind of waking up out of essentially cryo sleep and trying to figure out what's going on. Like, he's on like a table, but like gravity feels weird, and it's isn't the table or not a table, a bed, it's like against the wall or something.
It might have been.
I'm not sure. It's like something like that. But he's like doing all these little experiments as he's kind of regaining muscle movement. Usually he uses like a pendulum to like clock the period of the pendulum swings. And he's like, this isn't right. Like if this is right, then I must be or there's like 1.5 G's of gravity. 1.5 G's. And instead of one, like Earth has a one.
Yeah.
G, you know, and he's like, so that must mean I'm in a centrifuge. But at this period, it would have to be like the largest man-made structure of all time. Not even like a centrifuge of all time. He's like, so it would have to be like almost a mile in like radius or something. He's like, there's no way. So like, what's going on? And it's kind of cool, like math and physics-y stuff, you know, where he's like kind of rattling off these equations, but not to the point where it's like, dude, I don't know what you're doing. I don't care. You know, it's like just enough to say, this is how I'm trying to prove this. Long story short, this is the result kind of thing. It's really neat. But I gave it to my mom to read, and she was like, it's a little sciencey. It's kind of losing me a little bit in the beginning. And I was like, it's like The Martian, like that, where just power through it. It doesn't really matter. Just pay attention to what he finds out and then kind of keep going after that. It's cool. And I'm so glad that Brandon didn't really tell me anything about the book after reading The Martian, which is very science heavy. And it's like, I don't know, it felt practical, like the whole story of it, like felt plausible, I guess, not practical, where Project Hail Mary is obviously it's, you know, not as plausible as The Martian right off the bat when you kind of figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
But really cool. I don't want to say anything else, but it surprised me. That book really surprised me. It was really great.
I think it's good going into it not knowing what it's about.
Yeah, definitely. So, and it's not very long, too. I think the audiobook, I listened to it almost like on like 2x speed. I'm at that like psychosis where I'm just like at 2x speed now, just trying to like burn through books because my backlog's crazy and they're all so good. And
damn.
Yeah, so I think I finished it and probably took less than maybe 8 hours or something. So like it's definitely a book where you could read it in one sitting, because
yeah,
even at double speed on Audible, you read faster than that typically. You know, like if you had the book in front of you, like, because I don't know, in your head, you can go a little faster. Whatever. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's probably not everybody. I probably shouldn't just make that generalization, but it's good. It's very good. So I highly recommend Project Hail Mary. And I started Dark Matter. I got halfway through Dark Matter and I was like, yeah, I don't care. And I just dropped it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to go back and finish it because I want to watch the series. Okay. So I just kind of put it on hold. But it just got interesting. Like where I am, like literally they step through to jump
kind of thing. For like the first time?
Yes.
Oh, man.
So, which is like halfway through the book. And I was like, come the fuck on, man. Like, this is taking too long. But it was right after Project Hail Mary, which I thought was written just extremely well. Yeah. Like it's hard to match that kind of quality in my opinion, but so I read about half of that and that's good, but it didn't quite hook me like Hail Mary. And I started reading the First Law trilogy by Joe Abercrombie. So that's The Blade Itself. I read that was a very setup type of book to this universe, but it's really good. You know, it's not quite I wouldn't say it's thrilling, but like it's funny. There's a lot of humor in it. And it's really interesting, kind of sets up the characters really well. And then I'm about halfway, a little more than halfway through the second book. And now stuff's going down. Like it's pretty cool. It's still super funny. Reminds me a lot of Game of Thrones. Like if anybody's into that type of fantasy, it's kind of like that. It's what is it, like grimdark fantasy or whatever, where it's a little bit like, yeah, pretty bloody, and yeah, you know, it's really good. And again, the narration on the audiobooks is amazing. There's a character who he's an inquisitor that was tortured in the war, and he was, you know, he was tortured, so now he kind of turns that on his people. He's a torturer or whatever, but like but he's super funny, dude. He's so fucking bitter. Oh my, like his chapters are like the only ones, because they're multiple, there's like six perspectives that the book goes through or whatever, but like his are always, he's like talking to himself in his head and he's like making these super sarcastic comments when he's talking to somebody else. They'll be like, oh yeah, it's really important to do this. He's like, yeah, it wouldn't be, you know, half as important if you didn't fuck it up in the first place kind of thing. Like he's really funny. And one of the things they did to torture him, like his whole leg's like ruined. Like he has no use of it, but they didn't cut it off. So now he's just, and it's like that kind of medieval type thing. So they can't just do that. Like it's too dangerous or whatever. Like his spine's all fucked up. His neck's messed up. He's just like one eye that just like leaks like all the time. And they pulled every other tooth on top and bottom, so when he bites down, teeth touch or whatever, so he can't eat solid food, and he has this crazy lisp because of it. And like the narrator does such a good job. It's like it's really, really good. So again, you know, another recommendation being thrown out there, The First Law. It's really cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough for the book stuff. I didn't mean to go super hard.
No, that's fine. Did you start Mistborn yet or no?
So I did, and then I had some issues, and then I stopped. To pick it back up. I will probably pick it back up.
All that.
I had a little medical ailment, but yeah, doing better now.
He's fine.
So.
No worries.
Yeah. Everything's all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was like right before that, and I think I read like, well, I listened to an audiobook, but I did like chapter zero and then the first chapter, and then that was pretty much it. But it was pretty cool so far.
That makes sense when you're like, it's because you said you started it and you're like, it's a little confusing. That makes extra sense now. It's like, yeah, I bet it was confusing. When you just feel confused.
Yeah.
The Mistborn, I think, is a really great one to start with. And chapter zero or whatever, that's Kelsier in the camp.
Yeah, with the farm or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a cool open.
It's a cool open, and it's very non-indicative of like the rest of the series.
Okay.
Like it matter. It kind of shows who Kelsier is, mm-hmm. like how he's a threat kind of thing to like the Empire stuff.
Sure.
But it's not like there's the ska, you know, like the peasant people mm-hmm. or whatever. And they're important, but it's not like you're going to be like talking to like just ska all the time. Okay. There's like a set group. It's more of like a heist book. Almost.
Yeah, that's the next chapter is just like all that. So I was like, I don't know. I didn't know if the whole thing was going to be like that or. OK.
Yeah.
That's
cool. Yeah.
Because I like that. I think that's neat.
It's very cool. If anybody is into like the Ocean's 11 movies like those, I really like Ocean's 11. 12. So OK. And I like 13 a bunch. But like 11, I really like Mistborn. The first Mistborn reminds me a lot of Ocean's 11, where it's kind of like setting up this heist, like getting the crew together.
Yeah.
You know, doing all the stuff.
Yeah. That next the whatever first chapter is like that. And I like I said, the chapter zero isn't like that. So I was like, are they going to like do something out? Like, I wasn't really sure yet where it's going. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Chapter zero is Kelsier. He's one of the main characters, but the main character is Vin, mm-hmm. who's the girl. She gets cooler because she's the one that's like uninitiated, essentially, and to having any type of allomantic power or whatever. But guess what she is? She's a Mistborn, you know, like that's so it gets a lot more interesting as it goes too. And as she comes out of her shell, she kind of annoyed me in the first book. But Brandon, you said you liked her in the first book, right?
I never really, even by the end, I was not a huge fan of Vin.
Yeah, I, that's a lot of people are like, oh, Vin is so cool. And I was like, I don't know. Vin is a flawed character for sure. I think Sanderson is really good at writing flawed characters. But she's a little bit whiny, like, not whiny, but I don't know. There's something about her that I didn't quite take to as much as I did for other characters. Kelsier's a hit. Like he's right off the bat. Kelsier's sick. Like, another, I don't want to spoil anything, but there's one that's more prevalent in the second, third books. Very cool. And my boy Sazed. I love Sazed, which I know you said, like, as the series went on, got kind of on your nerves too.
Towards the end.
Yeah. And I totally get that. You know, I thought it was interesting, but it did. I felt the same way.
You know, he was whiny.
he was a little whiny, man. Especially.
No, he's fine.
Well. It's not like he kind of acted like he was the only person to ever suffer. You know what I mean?
Maybe he was.
Nope. Not really. I don't know. I don't want to, you know, make that statement before we can actually really talk about it. So do it at some point, you know, if you finish the trilogy, we can do like, you know, like a bonus episode or something talking about Mistborn and be really fun. Are you reading anything new?
No, I just finished the first Dune book.
Oh, nice. Nice. How was it?
It was really good. What, 27 is there? There's a lot.
16, I think.
I mean, in the main series, I think there's six. But there's
the author wrote six and then Sun wrote all the rest or something, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what happened?
I think so, yeah.
Cool.
So it was really good, though.
Good. Compared to the movie, what are the movies?
Yeah, what does that go through, I guess? Like, what part does that go through?
It basically ended with the second movie.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Okay.
Things definitely happen a little different. But
I know Brady was saying that there's a bigger focus on ecology in the books. Did you find that, too?
Yeah.
Like, the ecology of Arrakis or whatever?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
Was very good.
Did you find it hard to read at all? Because I know it's a little bit older and, like, the writing is a little different. It's just... Okay. Reads fine.
I thought it was fine. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I wasn't sure if it was going to be like
because I always heard that too. That's why I was like a little nervous to read it, and then I started reading. I was like, "What's hard about this?"
I was going
to
say it's probably no worse.
I was like, "Is it just because it's not nonstop action?" I don't.
Yeah. I wonder if it's just because it's fantasy, and like at that time, there wasn't a whole lot of really, really popular like pure fantasy stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's definitely not a super action-packed book. There's a lot of politics and stuff like that, but I just think it's super interesting.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to read it, because I love the movies and can't wait to start Messiah.
Yeah, that's definitely.
That's the next one.
Children's third, right? Children of Dune?
Probably.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking that was second, but you're right. Cool. Keep me up to date.
So I started actually today reading Oathbringer again.
Oh, really?
I was on a break, but.
Nice. Did you start Oathbringer?
Oh, yeah. I'm like 60 chapters in.
What'd you say?
I think I'm six. on chapter 60, I think.
60?
I think.
Oh, wait, is there like 120 something?
There's a lot.
Okay. So
how big is that fucking book?
It's
like
1,300 pages. Yeah, 1,200. I don't know.
It's a big one.
Yeah, Dalinar, it's a big one.
Dalinar fucking monster, dude.
He's a scary guy.
Dude, he's sick. You get to that one chapter where you're like going through a high storm, like in the flashbacks or whatever, and they're like at a feast or something. And he's like, oh, I forgot something at the something post, and there's a high storm. He just busts out into it. And everybody's like taking cover, and he's just like, has anybody seen my watch or whatever? And he's like just going crazy and like, oh, dude, it's sick.
He's cool.
Yeah, he's really cool. You want to talk about some video game stuff?
Sure.
Dude, let's do it. That's all right.
What we're here for.
So, at least and since our last episode, it's been a very themed month for me. It's been all ocean themed things.
Mm.
So
Dave, I fucking almost forgot.
Hell yeah. So Dave the Diver came out on PlayStation officially, and I think it's on Nintendo Switch as well.
Everybody's, I believe so.
Interested?
Who's doing that?
Yeah, nobody. But it's on PS Plus or whatever. So if you have that, it's part of the catalog. And man, I loved that game when I was playing it in like February or March or something.
Now you hate it.
No, I still love it. It's but it didn't hook me again this time.
Well, you beat like you did everything in it. You're playing that fucking nonstop when you were.
Yeah, I played that like almost completed it, you know, and then went to Dredge, which is like the Lovecraftian horror, not horror, but you know, like that type of thing. And I had a lot of fun with that. It wasn't quite as long as Dave, so it felt a little bit lacking in content, but I thought it was a lot of fun. So Dredge is very cool too. So Dave's on PlayStation. Did you guys get to play it at all?
Oh yeah,
I did not start actually because I've been playing other stuff, but
yeah, no, that's fine. It's there, you know, like that's
how have you been liking
it? Oh, man, dude, it's a good time. It's a good time.
It's a very chill time kind of thing.
I got pretty far, I think, but I can only play it at night when my dog's asleep because he gets really mad when I play.
Oh, yeah.
That's so weird. Do you know why?
No, I don't know. He doesn't like the people talking. I don't know.
Yeah.
He gets so mad and just screams, and I'm like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm pretty far, I think.
That's awesome. Do you know what chapter you're on?
Three, maybe?
There's like eight.
I just got to like the village.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when it like gets going.
It's really fun, though.
Yeah. That's when I thought it was really, really cool. So,
yeah. No, it's a pretty relaxing game to play and the, has some really nice and funny animations.
Dude.
Like every single animation for doing anything is just really cool and also usually hilarious.
It's like way over the top for no reason.
The gun guy.
Dude, Duff. Oh my God. He's such a meme. He's so funny.
Oh yeah.
Is it Boncho? Right? The chef.
Yeah.
Dude, his little like cutscene things, the production quality of those are like, it's like an anime.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. It's ridiculous. Like, but those like over the top fight scene anime. And he's just like making sushi. Yeah, yeah. It's hilarious.
I love it.
It's a really funny game. It's just a lot of fun too. It's like very chill and relaxing, but also can be like the most stressful shit in the world when there's a fucking tiger shark coming at you and you're like, I don't have any bullets left. And you're like freaking out, running out of oxygen. Stuff. Yeah. The bosses are kind of cool. They're kind of like one and done type of things.
Okay.
But, there's a good buildup of game mechanics. I feel like they introduce you to things kind of slowly. Like, for example, there will be like a cave sequence where you kind of have to go through like almost sneak your way through like a maze of sorts. And you're like, oh, that's, you know, that's neat. You know, that's a little tedious. I don't know. But then like a boss later on, you have to like fight a boss while also running away from the boss through a maze. So it's like, OK, that's cool. Why they kind of introduced that in that way. Pretty cool. And did you do any of the Dredge DLC stuff?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it probably didn't unlock yet.
Do you just get there at a certain point?
One day it'll just be foggy, and then
people are like, "No, that didn't happen."
Okay, people are like, "I don't know, the weather's a little weird today," and then like the fog turns red, and like in Dredge, where like the horror element kind of comes in if you start to go crazy, and then you can do it like a night dive, and all the fish are like mutant fish.
Okay,
and it's basically like the Dredge.
So is that just like a random thing, or do you have to get to a certain point?
I think you have to get to a certain point, and then it becomes a random event.
Okay.
So
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Can't wait for Godzilla.
I know. I was going to say when the Godzilla thing comes out, I'm going to jump back into it.
Yeah.
Cause I just about got to the village. I think I'm escorting the girl there right now or whatever. Maybe I just got to the village. Then I put it down for a minute. But I'll pick it back up when Godzilla DLC comes out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm curious to see what you think, Dewey, cause
I'll probably like it.
Yeah. I bet you will. But if you didn't, I wouldn't be super surprised, but I think you will. So that one's good. And then in pretty fun, big-ish news, I guess, Sea of Thieves is on PlayStation. So Sea of Thieves itself is not a big release. It's been out for years, you know.
Like 2018 or something it came out.
Yeah, something like that. So, you know, it's been around, but now it's on PlayStation. We've been playing it. We've been playing it with Brady. Yep. And that's been fun. It's like, dude, having played just the beta from Skull and Bones, the game was absolute dog shit. Like, why? How could they fuck that up so bad when Sea of Thieves is there as a template?
They waited so long.
It
took so long to come out.
Oh, my God. And people are saying, like, it's worse than Assassin's Creed Black Flag. How can you base it off of Black Flag, take 10 years to make it and make it worse? Like, that's crazy.
At least
like
the sailing, the same level of,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, man, I don't know. I don't have too much firsthand experience. That's just kind of like a Reddit type of opinion, so, you know, grain of salt. But I don't know, Sea of Thieves is very fun,
dude. It's so good.
Makes you feel like a pirate.
Yeah,
like, it's very cool.
Do you ever play it on because it's on Game Pass?
How is it?
Which, yeah, I don't,
cross platform too.
Yeah, is it on PS Plus or
no?
But
it's only like $40, I think. Yeah. So it's kind of one of those like discounted ish things, right?
Yeah, it's $40. Dude, it's really fun because they don't really hold your hand in any way. It's just like you spawn in. It's just you're on a random island. You just start at an outpost, and they're like, "All right, like go ahead, like go figure it out." And there's not really like a quest like, "Oh, we got to go to this island to get this thing." It's just like you can just go and leave and do whatever you want to, which is very nice. And there's not like, you don't like mark a map and you see it, like you just have to go a direction and hope to get there.
Yeah, it's very cool. Then there's Tall Tales. We've done one and it's like, okay, one's enough for now.
Yeah, maybe the rest of them are more interesting. It just was like a long, I don't know. It looked cool and stuff, but it was like,
felt like a Disney ride.
Yeah.
It felt like it was actually a Pirates of the Caribbean quest, or Tall Tale or whatever they're called. And it literally felt like the Disney Pirates of the Caribbean ride where you just walk around like the scenic thing for like, it had to be like 15 minutes or something at least. And then you like help a skeleton out a little bit. He's just like talking. You're like, yeah, this literally feels like the ride. I don't know if anybody's been on that at Disney, but it's neat. But it was cool when that was done. It kind of ended in like a fight thing that went, I think, a little too long.
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
That is not the strong suit of the game.
No.
I think just like the free exploration, playing with people, like running into other people's ships, and there's proximity chat so you can hear them when you get close.
Bro,
you'd be like, yo, fuck them up,
whatever. Dude, oh my God. So the cool thing I think about Sea of Thieves is that there are other players in the world with you, but they're like, it's almost a little rare to find them. Like if you play for like an hour or two, you'll probably see at least one other crew or something. There's like NPC ships too, like ghost ships that come up and you can fight them and stuff. So it's always like doing something cool and you're having fun or whatever. But the proxy chat is so funny, dude.
It's like amazing.
So we ran up on this guy that just had a sloop, like the smallest boat or whatever. So immediately it's like, okay, it's one or two people on this boat. And it was just me and Dewey. Yeah. We were like, oh, dude, we're going to fuck him up. And like, we've been getting absolutely creamed.
Yeah, we
like
suck. We're not good at all. We lose almost every fight.
We engage like every fight and they fucking wreck us in like half a second, dude. It's crazy.
But every time we go with the same like level of confidence, like, well, easy, these people. Like, it's just.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. They're shooting chain shot at us with the fucking two cannonballs with a chain in the middle, taking the mast down. We're on fire and I'm jumping in the water. And Dewey's like, why did you jump in the water? I'm like, I thought I could board him. He's like, they're going to 50 miles an hour. Like, oh my God. So we ran up on this guy and he was like at an island, like he was sailing, and we were kind of chasing him, and he just like like dropped anchor at this little island. Yep. We're like, is he crazy? Like, what the fuck's he doing? And we're like, oh, he must know something because this game has been out for like however long. So we kind of just assume that everybody else has been playing this for like however many years and they're like all experts or whatever.
Yeah.
So the dude's just fighting like a skeleton on the shore or whatever. And we're just blasting the shit out of his ship. Yeah. And he just didn't even look like he's literally
he's docked on the island. He's chilling. We go up to the other side of him on the outside. And just, I literally shoot like four cannonballs in a ship. It's like fucking going down. I turn it to him and I shoot him with a cannonball. He's not even turned around at us at all. And he knows what's going on. Like,
he was like, if you jump off your boat or whatever, like, he's right there. Yeah. Like, he knows what's happening. Yeah. We like killed him and his death comm just goes, you ain't getting anything. I don't have anything or something. Yeah, he was just like really like just defeated about it.
The most like passive defeat. Like you ain't getting nothing. Got nothing.
That's what it was. You ain't getting nothing. Oh my God. It's so funny though. And then the other night we were going up against like this, this pair that we're playing. And like when you die, you kind of like respawn on like the ferryman's ship. Yeah. Or whatever, and there's like almost like a cooldown for when you can get back into the fight or whatever. So like if you kill somebody and then somebody else kills you, you're both going to be on the ferryman's ship just waiting. So this dude just like dancing in front of me and I was like, eh, and he's like, eh, and then he like came back, we killed him again and then started leaving. And he must have respawned at like a close island. Excuse me.
Yeah,
and he just fucking came right back to try to fight us. I was like, no, dude, what are you doing? We just fucked him up again, dude. It's so fun when you win and it's like, it's just thrilling the whole time. It's a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, it's I'm having way more fun with it than I thought I would.
Me too, yeah.
And it's like, on paper, it's like relatively simple gameplay, but like I'm on edge or I'm excited like pretty much the entire time I'm playing.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So. Like, especially like steering the ship.
Yeah.
It's fucking hard, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you
nothing about the game's easy. Like you have to like put the sails to length. You have to like actually angle them so they catch wind. Otherwise, you're just like not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really good.
And then when you come up to a dock, there's no dock button. You just have to not destroy your ship by like pulling up. You just go mad slow or whatever. We're like, all right, and do the SpongeBob fucking, you're good. Like, I just keep doing that.
Just like hit the fucking dock and just.
Yeah. Going over the dock. And yeah. I'm just like, we'll buff those scratches out, Captain. Like, it's so funny. You like name your ship. Like, it's really cool, man. It's a lot of fun. I don't know that I would recommend it playing solo.
I don't think it would be that fun, honestly.
Yeah, it'd still be kind of fun. Like, you'd probably be like, yeah, no, I get it. It's like, but you don't. You know, no, like, that's, you should really play it with friends.
It's so. A cooperative game for sure.
Yeah. So if you're ever in the mood for some Sea of Thieves. Sea of Seas. I don't know.
Sea of Thieves.
Yeah.
Sea of Seas.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really fun with people.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So that one's cool. And then I've also been playing Another Crab's Treasure.
Is that the Souls like?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's so fun, man. It's really good. Yeah. Yeah. They did a really great job with it. You're just a little hermit crab and somebody takes your shell.
Is that on PlayStation?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Yeah, I recommend it. If you're into the Souls games, I think it's like one of the best. Like,
really?
Yeah. I don't want to say like, you know, like Lies of P is like incredible, you know, in terms of a Souls like. But I feel like this is like a really solid Souls like that does its own thing. It has like a very like SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom type graphic style or whatever.
Cool. Yeah.
But it's like it's pretty tight. You know what I mean? Like it's nice. Well done.
Nice.
And I've seen on like TikTok a lot about it. It kind of made me go for it. But I really like the developers. It's a very small team or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were like, "Did you see the accessibility features?"
The giant gun?
Yeah, the gun.
Yeah.
What? You just make your shell a gun and everything is a one shot.
Everything. Yeah.
But you still get all achievements and everything. That's They're cool. Like, yeah, man, like we don't want people to
not play it because it's too hard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're like the Souls type difficulty is the default. But you could even turn on like an easier mode, mm-hmm. like little settings to make it easier. And then all the way to like the accessibility feature of having your shell as a gun. And then everything is one shot, no matter what it is. Final boss. Yeah. Regular enemy or whatever. And like, they're like, yeah, we want it to be fun. You know, mm-hmm. like if it's an accessibility feature, we don't want to like punish people for using it. Yeah. Just make it more fun or whatever. Like you don't even have to be, I don't know. You don't need like a disability to use it. They're saying, they're like, you can just, if you just want like a fun time, just go through the game with like gun. You know what I mean? It's just kind of funny. Yeah, it's like cool. Mode,
like type stuff or whatever.
Yeah. And there's they were talking about it and they were saying like essentially it's a joke. They're like, we were a little bit hesitant to like make an accessibility feature essentially a joke. Like we didn't want to portray it that way. But it's been like really positively received and like people really like it. And the accessibility community was like, this is awesome. Like, what a good idea. So they're like, well, that's, you know, we hoped it would go that way.
Yeah.
But it was a little bit risky, you know, and I can see that, you know. But I think that's really cool.
How much was this game?
I think it's like $30. Yeah, you can probably find it on sale at some point. I think on Steam it's on sale.
Cool. Right, I watched now, like a video or two and I was like, that's neat. Once you said you're playing it.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. And like the default difficulty, like the Souls like difficulty, there are enemies, man, that they'll one shot. Yeah. Like it's pretty tough, but it does a lot of cool stuff because you get to change your shell, like what with like soda cans or bottle caps or coconuts or a gun, you know, like stuff like that. And they all have like different abilities with them that is pretty neat.
How hard is it?
I just spent the last before coming to record, I spent about 40 minutes on like the maybe the third boss or something.
It's pretty hard though.
Yeah, a little tough.
Nice.
But it's not like a Souls game.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like that hard. It's very doable. But that's the thing. Like if anybody's listening and has listened for a while, you know, my thing about the Souls games is like every time you die, you feel like you could have done something better to have prevented it. Where other games, it, you know, sometimes you'll die and you'd be like, that's bullshit or something like that. This game feels very much like I could have done better. Like it, I think I only had like one incident where I was like, well, what was I supposed to do? And like, even in the Souls games, there are some things like that where you're like, so that's just a one shot. Like no matter what, that's a one shot. And it's like, watch out for that shit. Yeah. So I don't know. It's a lot of fun. So nice. If you're into the Souls games, there's that. And then Brandon, you showed me a game by the creators of Ori and the Blind Forest.
Oh yeah.
So what is that? What's the deal with that one?
I don't know. It's No Rest for the Wicked, I believe it's called.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And it from what I saw, it looked like a top down Dark Souls.
Yeah,
game,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. I saw
Souls like, but it looked pretty neat.
Oh, definitely.
I didn't hear how well it was received or anything, but
it's like mixed reviews right now. It's like mostly positive on Steam.
I just saw it and I was like, oh, it's like it's a Souls-like and it's by the people that make Ori, and I know Anthony loves Ori, so.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the trailer you sent was pretty cool.
I don't know why.
Have I ever talked about Ori?
I don't think so.
I tried like twice.
That's okay. Yeah, no, I get it. I loved Ori and the Blind Forest. It's very Metroidvania type of thing. So like I was gonna say I don't know the dude would be like super into it. I thought you would, but if not, that's fine. Like I get it or whatever. But I really like the art style, really like the gameplay. The narrative's like there, you know, for the most part, but like the end of the second game kind of ties in all of it and it like had me tearing up and I was like, can't believe I didn't see that coming. So cool, man. So Ori's really great. I love it a lot. And No Rest for the Wicked seems really interesting. It's very dark, you know, like it almost reminds me of the first God of War game, like original God of War game, when you're on the ship, like right in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of like the first bit of No Rest for the Wicked. Like I watched the first couple of minutes of gameplay and like that's kind of how it felt. And it looks cool. It looks pretty solid. I don't really know what the deal is with the reviews. I haven't looked too far into it on Steam. It's like people are like, it's not ready yet. It's like, it's an early access.
Yeah.
No, it's not ready yet. Like that's,
that's the point of what's going on.
Yeah. But it's cool. It seems really cool. I got it on my radar for sure.
You know what I did see?
What's that?
That there was a very early, like, closed beta, basically, for Hades 2.
I signed up.
Did anyone
know? Yeah, it was like, it had like a weird name, but
I forget what it.
Ah, you're right. No, I know what you're talking about.
But
it was some kind of like test
server
thing.
Wonder how that was for people that got in.
I saw a lot of that it was up and I have not seen like any word on it. I don't know if there's like a, like, don't say anything yet kind of thing or.
There might be because I haven't heard any like how it is or anything. But they did put out some of the character designs. mm-hmm. and like the art in Hades is like unbelievable. Is like the graphics like are one thing or whatever, but like when somebody's talking to you, it has their portrait or whatever.
Yeah,
dude. Like they like Aphrodite is in the second game as well, and they gave her like a whole new look, which I always appreciate because they don't really need to
reusing the same stuff to actually change it.
Yeah, like I know that that's typically what they do in sequels. They'll typically kind of like, you know, enhance somebody's
maybe polish it or something, but not really change it.
But it's like different enough where you're like, oh, like that's really cool. And then when you look at her, it's like, yeah, that's Aphrodite, you know, same character design or whatever. It's almost like different outfit, like kind of thing. It's really, really nice. The different characters or the different gods and goddesses are like really cool. How they had like one of my favorites in the first was Chaos. Whatever it is, like Chaos was one where I was like, oh, that's really cool. And like Nyx and like the goddess of darkness or whatever. Very cool. They have stuff like that where it's like kind of it's not just like Zeus, Poseidon, Hades, like stuff like that.
Do they add more like different ones or?
Yes.
OK.
Yes. And pretty cool ones. I feel like they're like interesting in terms of like a narrative where they can go like in interesting ways. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's a lot of opportunity for really cool like power ups. From these specific ones, I can't remember off the top of my head. I just remember seeing like the character design and thinking like, oh, that's sick. And then seeing what they did, I was like, yo, like that's really creative. Like that's really cool. Not creative. Like they made up these gods and goddesses, but like to incorporate it into the game, I think is really cool.
I hope I'm going to like it either way, because like what they had was really good. But I hope there's a little bit more variety.
Me too. Yeah,
because that was like the only. Points they didn't do, like there's enough of it that you can play it through, but it's not like a roguelike that you can just play forever.
Exactly. Like. Yeah. Gungeon Isaac. Yeah. Like, you know,
like just like interactions or something, even if they don't have like, you know, 500 items, like just, I don't know, make the powers work a little bit more cooperatively together.
Yeah.
Cause they did some of it, but that'd be nice.
Definitely. Yeah. Like time is a big thing, right? Isn't that a thing in Hades too? Or like time is on your side now. They're the god of time.
Yeah, Cronus, isn't he like a...
He's kind of like the main...
That's what I thought, at least from like what they had said earlier on.
Or maybe you're fighting against Cronus.
I think you're against him, but I don't remember.
Yeah, something. That was something I thought was kind of cool.
I think he's supposed to be like the villain.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, incorporating the Titans. Yeah. That's sick. Yeah. Like, that's so cool.
Sold on that.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's coming out in June-ish for like early access. So that'll probably be Steam only for a while. Because I know the original Hades was early access for like at least a year. But it's so polished that it's like that's I think early access. What do you guys think about early access stuff? Do you like it? Or are you kind of like, eh?
I don't know. I appreciate that. That's kind of the world we're in now where it's like, I don't know. It's a test more or less. And like you can kind of gauge opinions and it's rather, I don't know. It's like a smart move, I think, from a business standpoint to like put it out there, see how it's received and then get some feedback and actually do something with it.
That's the key, I think.
That's what I think. I mean, that's how it should be used. If it's used like that, then it's smart.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. I think usually it helps for the finished product.
Yeah.
But I, at the same time, don't like it because I don't have any way to play them. So.
Yeah, because it's so like PC only for the most part, which is kind of a bummer. I get it because it's being developed on a PC. That's like the primary platform usually
and
things are developed on. But
I think there's a lot of like weird licensing issues with consoles, too, that it's like they'd probably be open to it more, but it's like a little.
Yeah, I know. Even rolling out patches, Steam, you can roll out a patch like
whenever you feel it. Yeah,
pretty much whenever. And consoles, they have to go through a lot of checks and stuff like that. Like,
I don't even think the first big Balatro patch came out on console yet, and it's been done, like for like a month.
No way, really?
Like they like added he changes so like the difficulty is a little bit easier and like some of the blinds are less. But like, I don't even think it's out on console yet.
Oh wow. Okay.
Because I think like you're saying, it's just like yeah, more hoops to jump through.
Yeah, and that's fine. You know, like I get it. They're pretty big companies that kind of have to watch their back. I do wish early access stuff came to consoles a little bit more often. But overall, though, I think it's a good strategy. The key though is to take the feedback and then incorporate it. That's how you get those like masterpiece games when they come out, because there are a lot of early access games that like they just don't listen to the feedback at all. And then the game tanks like when it comes out and people are like, they didn't listen.
Yeah, I think it's a smarter move. Like usually smaller studios or less like, you know, I don't know. They don't have like the insane financial backing that doesn't matter. Like those are, I think, a smarter way to do it. But if it's like I don't know, Bethesda put out an early access game. That just means they're like, it sucks. And they're like, man, here you go. It's early access. So like, it doesn't matter if it doesn't
work. It'll basically stay in like early access hell forever or whatever. So
that's like the weird, like, you know, it's two sides of the
coin there. What do you think about pricing early access stuff? Do you think it should be like the full price of the game and you're allowed to play it as they're developing it? And that is a fair trade? Or do you think it should be cheaper? Or do you think you should have to pay more to be able to play it so early?
I don't think more. I don't like that.
Well, no, but
I just think that's like because they're getting free feedback or paid feedback.
It's basically like having a tester.
Yeah. So instead of you paying them, they're paying you to test it. So like, that's a little funky. If it's free or like a closed small session, I think that's cool. Or if it's like, I pre-ordered the game and I can do that, that's all right. I'm fine with that. But like it being like, oh, I paid $5 and you can play it early and tell us how to fix our game. I think that's kind of shitty.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, I agree.
So like full price is fair, you think?
I guess.
Or do you think it should be like a discounted price? And then what happens when the game comes out? Is it now more expensive for everybody else? Do you have to pay an upcharge to unlock the full game at that point?
No, because then that kind of makes you have to buy it. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. Maybe that's tough. I would think either full price or like no price or like a low, like less than $5. So it's, you know, something like that.
Depending on the category of the game or I guess the level of development.
It's like a $40 game and you spend $20 and then it's like comes out. It's like, well, you need to spend 20 more for it.
Right.
Like
right.
If you're like, eh, wasn't that good? Like now I just spent $20 for nothing.
True.
Like barely a game.
Yeah. I mean, that is the risk that you kind of run with early access games. Yeah. Like some of them are really not in a state to even be in early access by the time they release on early access. But I feel like I think what would be kind of cool, and I don't know if this is how this works. I don't think it is. But if a game came out in early access and they wanted like $20 for it, like that's fine. And then when it fully releases, if they wanted $30 at that point, but everybody who had it in early access is automatically granted the full game. I feel like that is a good idea.
Yeah.
Because like that way you basically save $10 by providing feedback.
Yeah.
Like it's a good way to like increase the development rate, you know, like the development success, like all that stuff, like bug fixes and stuff like that. You're actively contributing to the development of the game, you know, as a member of the community, which I think is really cool. But I don't know if maybe developers would be like, no, shut up. Like, it's a pay full price for it or whatever. And you get to play it early and you get to leave feedback. That should be good enough for you. You know, like you don't have to get a discount for it. But I have kind of gotten screwed on Steam with one too many games in early access that were just like unplayable. Mm. And then they just like you said, with like a... You know, if Bethesda, not to throw Bethesda down or something, they suck. Like, dude, I don't know, man, I'm not a huge fan of Bethesda these days. But, you know, if they were like, this is our game, it's an early access, we want like $15 for it. And I paid $15 and then they're just like, yeah, no, update's coming. And they just never update it. It's like you outbound ghosted us.
Yeah.
Like that's exactly.
You fucking bitch. We still hate you.
It's been a year and nothing has softened. Oh my God.
Yeah. Didn't they break Fallout 4 with their new update?
Yep.
It's really funny.
Yeah. All the DLC crashed with the game on PS5.
I did see. The new update that rolled out because of the show. Like, oh, it's 60 frames now. Like broke a lot of the shit, which I thought was really funny that, I saw a tweet that was like, this is, you know, some fans first time they get to see Bethesda in full force of how bad they are making their fucking games. Like,
right.
Yep.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Did anyone watch that?
Yeah, the first two episodes.
I'm like halfway through.
Dude,
it's so good.
Yeah, it's really good. I don't know about you, Anthony. The first episode, I was like, this is pretty cool. But, you know, I'm like still unsure. Second episode, I was like, OK, I'm liking this. And like, dude, it just gets better. Like I watched the whole thing like probably in like a weekend.
That's awesome.
It was
finish it, but man, it's so good.
It's like unbelievably good for what I expected. I was expecting it to be like, it's mediocre or whatever.
I just want
to
know like what happened in like the past year or two where all of a sudden like they figured out how to make a good video game adaptation.
I can say this for Fallout for sure. It really lends itself well to like having the universe, but not having like the story to follow. It's their own like it's a new thing. So like they can kind of do what they want to and just have the stuff in there. I think that's like a pretty big help. And it seems like Todd Howard was pretty involved with it.
Yeah, it's very like video game.
Which is great.
Like with right when the first episode came on and everyone started killing each other and just the fucking gore.
Yeah.
Like people's fucking body parts exploding like unnecessarily. And I was like, that's fucking Fallout, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And
like there's literally a perk to make
to extra do that. Yeah, gore. The bloody mess. Yeah. There's like so much like random things in there that like don't really need to be in there, but just added so much to it that don't like it never cuts away from like the story either.
Yeah. Right. Like before I watched it, Dewey was telling me like some little things that if you didn't play the games, you would probably miss out on a little bit, where it's not impactful enough to be like, now I'm confused if I haven't played the games. But if you have played the games, it's like these little nods, like somebody's huffing jet.
Yeah.
At like one of the Raiders, like stim packs, they don't outright say.
They just like it, they show in like, I don't know, maybe the second or third episode. You've seen half of it, so you see it, whatever. They'll use it, but it's not like, you don't really know what it is until it like does something. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. It's really cool stuff. I really like the caps as currency.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Dude, the fucking ghoul's gun is the coolest shit ever.
He's so badass.
Yeah, he's such a good character.
I love him.
Definitely. And I really like how the series started.
Yeah.
The very intro of it to introduce him before everything. Yeah. You know, I think that's really cool.
Awesome.
All the characters are really good. I didn't like the Brotherhood of Steel person right away, but he got better for me. I liked him a lot.
Okay. That I felt like was the weakest part, at least I've only watched two, you know, in the first two episodes.
I think he got cooler by the end.
He's already cooler in the second episode. He felt a little wimpy, which I know is the point in the first episode. Yeah.
Maximus.
Yeah. Lucy's awesome.
Yeah.
She's like, that's a great vault dweller character.
Yep. Super like, you know, they hit the nail on the head with that one.
Yep.
Like, I don't know any other
super
life.
Naive. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then just the Wastelanders.
Dude, they're so good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
They just really, they captured it. You know, that's the essence of Fallout, and what made it so fun.
Like, it doesn't feel like, I don't know, it's hard for me because I've, you know, played the games, but I'm like, I think it's just a good show in general, too.
Yeah.
Like, it isn't just like, oh, this is, I don't know, it's just because it's a game, it's good. Like, I think it's just good.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much like The Last of Us. I feel like that is the best so far.
Probably
to me. And then Fallout is a real close runner up where, you know, like again, I've only seen two episodes, but like it's nailing the things that I think they needed to.
I just want to see more like creature. Like I want to see a Deathclaw. I don't know.
That's
I want to see some super mutants.
Season two stuff. I'm sorry. But like, it's just, they did like a couple of things, you know, they got like,
you saw like the gulper, right?
The gulper.
And then there was like rad roaches or whatever.
Yeah. Yep. And they do the jaguar.
Okay, oh yeah. Cool.
So
the
what?
The bear.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, they do a couple of the other creatures, and then they're saving all the good ones for the second season.
Yeah.
They did a really cool teaser at the end for like, this is what's coming. Like there's, you know, going to be a second season. It already got like immediately.
Their Deathclaw is going to be absolutely terrifying.
Did you see the setting for the second season?
No.
Dude, it's sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, they, because it's,
do they just straight up say, okay.
Well, no, but it shows enough for you to get it.
Cool. It's good.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a good, it's like tying back into the games.
Yeah.
Where the first season's its own thing, but it's like the end really ties it into the Fallout universe, and you can actually plot when stuff happened, like in terms of like the show being part of the Fallout canon now.
Yeah.
And like saying like, okay, this is like when Fallout 3 takes place. This is when 4 takes place. This is when the show takes place. That kind of stuff I think is really neat.
Yeah.
It's going to be
fucking love it, man. It's just so weird. Like, I feel like it's always been like, when I think of like a video game adaptation, just I'm like, okay, it's going to suck ass.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we got like fucking The Last of Us, Fallout, fucking the Mario movie.
Was really good.
Even Sonic is
Sonic
pretty decent.
Yeah.
I'm pretty stoked for Sonic 3.
I saw they got the Knuckles series.
That drops pretty this week.
It's out,
next week or something. Okay.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. But I almost wonder if it's like, just the people that grew up playing these games are now like old enough to make movies something.
So Last of Us having a creator involved with it. Helpful.
Fallout.
Same with Fallout. So I think that really goes a big way.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's like, I don't know. There's always been there's like adaptations, but it's an untapped market. There's so there's much.
There's so stuff many there. Good games yeah, that you could.
Can, yeah. Some of the stories, like you could just pretty much just, you know, relay Mass it into effective. A thing.
Boy. Which I think we're. They've been saying they were doing a BioShock series
for so long. I wonder if it keeps Netflix, getting right? like delayed a little
be.
Bit.
I thought Netflix was doing that, but like, yeah, it might just be like something else good comes out and they're like, shit, this isn't good enough.
That's the thing. But they were working on it and The Last of Us came out and they were like, oh my God. Like, okay, we better step it up. And then Fallout comes out like fuck. A year later. They're like, fuck. Yeah. Oh God. But I think that's another thing. I feel like that would be a great opportunity to do the Fall of Rapture. There's no game for it. You know, like that's
yeah, do your own thing where it's like there's lore. Like
parts of it and infinite DLC, but
yeah.
Yeah, but I mean there's they like could. There's lore there, there's you know, enough free.
That would be play. Really interesting series to
yeah, because you can make up characters, you can do whatever you want to, because they're all gonna be fucking dead anyway, so yeah, it doesn't
yeah.
matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there are canon characters mm-hmm. that have to be included.
Yep.
Right. And then like
make whatever
otherwise,
you want to. Yeah.
Do whatever you want. And all that has to happen is that Sandra Rapture Cohen. Goes to do
yeah.
right? Like being as just like a quirky artist,
yeah,
turning into like the monster, like mm-hmm. that dude, that could be so good.
It would be incredible.
It's never coming out.
No way. Yeah, when Silk Song comes out, that'll come out. So
that's not happening, right?
There's no way, dude.
Dude, it gets funnier and funnier after every single like little presentation.
I mean, we're past the point that they like almost promised, right?
They did yeah. a year ago. They promised that it would have been out 2023. Last year.
Yeah,
yeah.
So and it just like say something,
dude. Say anything. Just say I want one
get on Twitter
and say one X word
or whatever you call yes, it, and just say
maybe
hi.
Or no. That's all I want to say.
If they just tweeted hi, I'd be like, okay,
yeah,
dude, we're fucking, fine, guys.
Literally, everybody would be like, it's coming, dude. Like this is awesome.
Multiverse's Twitter account doing that. I don't know if we talked about that.
No,
remember that fucking game? Multiverses, remember that? Where they like they had it out in early access, technically, even though they didn't really say that it was just kind of out. And then you know, had it for that fucking you could buy the battle pass and whatever. And then like right before the battle pass came out, they're like, psych, and they pulled it and they're like, nope, it's not out yet. Comes out in June, you gotta pay for it. $60. And then everyone was like, fuck you, no way. And then they just didn't do anything for a year. They were completely silent, like a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, they just tweeted after for the first time since like they were like, it comes out in June, guys. And it hasn't at all. And they've just been completely silent. They're like, testing, is this thing on? Huh. And they're like, cool. Oh, we're kind of back, guys. I think they're going to try to do it for either cheaper or free to be like, oops.
No.
But it's like,
again, listen to audience feedback. And that's because, you know, if you're stubborn, you're just like, no, it's going to be $60. It's like, okay. Well, you're not making any fucking money on it.
Then
it's
and they like, were, and like fans were like, absolutely, I'm not buying. You already had the game out for a month and it was not that great. So
yeah.
It's like, nope, I definitely wouldn't pay $60 for that. And they were like, okay. But yeah, they just did that where they basically just went ghost for a year and then were like, hey. And it was pretty it's pretty mixed reactions because they weren't like super liked.
Yeah, that's funny. What other games do you think lend themselves nicely to like doing a TV series or a movie or something? Like you said, Mass Effect, that could be a really good series.
They're going to do God of War, right? Isn't that something that's going on?
I do remember them saying that.
They're going to. I don't.
It'd
I agree
good,
with
though.
You.
It'd be fine.
Are they going to do like?
Yeah, I'd watch it.
Yeah. Are they going to do like Sparta, like you know, like Greek stuff? Or are they going to do like the new stuff though?
I don't know.
Either one is. I guess probably the newer stuff is cooler for.
I probably
a show.
It's got more of a fan base at this point.
Yeah.
Just a wider fan base, maybe. So
I like the older games, but I think the newer ones are like they're
just written better.
It'd be a better show rather than
they're more narrative, actually. Yeah, just in the presentation in the first place.
But as for stuff I'd like to see, or that would be good.
It's just I feel like there's so many, man.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Like, you don't really want to pick something that's too narrative heavy, that's too specific.
Yeah, that you know, like, just like they have to follow the script or they mess it up.
Yeah, like I think they did a good job, especially with Fallout, where it's like this world and like there are countless stories within this world instead of like one super specific, like Uncharted. That's like a pretty character centric.
I'm gonna tell you what, I might be the only person in the world, but
you it's
a pretty decent movie.
I didn't watch it.
I didn't either.
Not as I thought. Everybody like kind of shit on it. I don't know. It's they followed everything pretty well. I thought
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I think they're kind of, they're in a corner, backed into a corner with it because like they have to follow Nathan Drake.
I liked it.
Because like the rest of the world is just the world.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a treasure hunter. He's the interesting part.
That one's a weird case too, because there isn't like fantasy elements more than just like he's a treasure hunter. So it's like, it's literally the world like that we live in.
Yes, exactly. So that's why I think Fallout's so good. It's like a different take on the world where like anything can happen.
Yeah.
It's not like this one story or something where Mass Effect, the entire
fucking
universe, essentially like that, or at least galaxy that, you know, that you can kind of do anything with.
That'd be cool to see like, you know, something before that and just seeing like different characters around or something.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, they could even. I think a good enough writer could probably make a No Man's Sky type narrative, like just in the universe of No Man's Sky. Like this is like somebody's a planetary miner or something and they're just like doing whatever. And then they're like, oh, this voice keeps telling me to go to the center of the galaxy and they have to like go on this journey or something. Kind of like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy-esque. It could be kind of funny or just like really intense or something. I feel like they could do that because there's a lot of room to experiment with it.
Yeah.
But I think it would take a really good writer because they don't have a lot to go on. Yeah. There's not really a narrative to No Man's Sky. So I don't know. It's a cool concept. Do you guys have any ideas of like what would come next? I know we talked about like BioShock and God of War or whatever possibly already being in the works. But otherwise, do you think of any games that you think that would...
What's super popular lately? Like, what's something that's going? There's probably another Horizon. Nintendo one coming. Horizon.
Dude, Horizon would be sick.
That'd be cool. Yeah. I would like to go just do a different person in the world.
Of Horizon?
Not Aloy, you're saying?
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool.
Aloy does
she's pretty
kind
important.
Of, she's pretty important. That's the thing.
They could do like a side character or something, but.
I just think the world.
Actually, no, you probably could do a side character.
The world's cool, and like
the world's cool enough to have somebody's own adventure.
I think there's a lot of space that's like other stuff could be happening in other areas too.
Yes,
I think you know. Yeah, that's. But we'll probably get like another Nintendo thing. They'll probably do something.
Do you guys think Donkey Kong's going to get his own?
That could happen.
I'm thinking after the Super Mario Zelda 2
or Metroid.
Zelda, I think didn't. Are they doing Zelda?
I don't know.
I think that's like kind of like a meme, but also like that might be the case. Like, I think there was like talks about it, but then people
just because I don't see like the Mario, the way like Mario was written, it was, you know, kind of funny and, you know, I just don't see it working for Zelda.
No,
I agree.
Like, it needs to be more serious.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there can't be jokes in it, but.
No, that's kind of what I heard, that it was going to be like a darker type of spin on like a video game movie, which to me, I'm just like, no, they won't do it. It's Nintendo. They will not put a dark spin on one of their franchises, even though it is a darker series.
Oh, pretty dark, man. Majora's Mask.
And
even Ocarina of Time. They're dark.
Yeah, but I don't think they ever want to be considered a like not family friendly anything. I think they want everything to be completely E for everyone, at least for their proprietary titles.
100%.
Yeah. But
that's like their big dog too.
Yeah.
Mario and then Legends, all those right there.
Yeah. Metroid would be really cool, I think, but it's so, it would have to be so action heavy that it's like, what story?
Yeah.
Because, Samus would be such a cool main character. And they kind of do hate Metroid. Metroid. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. They just did the Metroid Prime remaster. Yeah. So
it'd take them a long time to do that though.
Where's Metroid Prime 4?
Exactly.
What's that?
Let's grab it. I
thought there was Silk Song.
Yeah.
But at least they told us.
Yeah. Yeah. They were like, this isn't working.
Well, they were starting to. They were getting irritated. Like, shut the fuck up. Stop asking for it. You're not getting it.
Honestly, I respected them for that.
Yeah, I agree. I'd rather 100%, have that.
Dude. Just keep people informed. So they're not in every fucking Nintendo Direct. They're not like, Metroid Prime, you know? Dude, like, it's like, no.
Every indie Direct for Nintendo, the comments are always hilarious. At the end, it's just like, LL, no Silk Song. It's just, everyone's just furious. I'm like, that's not going to happen, man.
Dude, I'm just
wondering. It's going to happen.
I'm just wondering for Silk Song, like, what is the delay?
Game sucks, dude. It's boring.
Do they need more people? Do they need more money? If they need more money, tell me. I will give you all my money. Dude,
the game sucks. That's the problem.
My God. Then get more people on board. Like,
why don't you message them? Email.
Because I don't fucking respond to anything, dude.
But email them, right?
That's not my actual reason for not. Dude, they're not going to respond to me. It's like that. That's not.
Email them. Ask them what they need. Say, listen, you're going to tell anybody else. I won't say anything. I'll keep it quiet. But you tell me what you need.
And I'll make it happen. They're just like scrapped.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit. It sucks. It is really funny, though. Every, like, any type of game showcase of any time or any kind, every time people are like, Zoxon? Like,
this is going to be the one.
Yeah, this is going to be the one, boys. And then immediately after, they're all just like, knew it.
Do you think that whenever it gets announced or whatever, it finally comes out, like, people are going to absolutely lose it? Or do you think it's just like, it's out?
Like, dude, that's the Final Fantasy curse. Mm-hmm. Of like every Final Fantasy that kind of comes out, people are like, woo! And then like the next day it's just crickets. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, dude. If it's as good as Hollow Knight, I'll never stop talking about it. I barely stop talking about Hollow Knight as it is. But like,
if it's happening, it's going to be incredible.
I hope so. I can't imagine it wouldn't be.
It will be.
I don't like it.
No, that's okay. That's, yeah. Well, it's not okay. I think you're wrong, but like,
it's so boring to me.
So good. Okay.
It's frustrating when you don't know where to go. That's my thing with it. It's like, every time I replay it, I just like get to a point. I'm just like, where the fuck am I supposed to go? Then I look it up. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. And then it's fun again. But like,
you shouldn't have to look it up.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the problem with Metroidvanias.
I did fuck up. My fault the last time I played it. I went to an area I wasn't supposed to be able to go to.
What?
There's like a way that you can't go probably until you get like double jump or something. But I just like, there's spikes and I just kept like hitting down. So I went to like an area I'm not supposed to get into too early. And it was annoying and I couldn't get out of it or something. There's like a very clearly like, do not go this way. And I was like, I'll make it happen. And I did. And I got stuck.
That's not right.
I was going to say,
if you got there, you were supposed to be.
Yeah. Maybe flawless. Not yet.
Yeah.
But I don't want to.
I feel like it was like a big volcano bug that rolls at you. I don't really know.
Yeah, it's like first thing.
Are you sure?
Oh, you got to use your spirit.
What?
Yeah. Spirit blast or whatever. That's how you kill it.
I don't remember.
I know what you're talking about.
It's been a while. It
shoots like three. Oh, is it the guy that just spews?
Yeah, that's
him. Yeah, no, he's a pain in the ass no matter what.
Just yeah, but spews, I fought him like.
He just spews.
First or second or something.
Well, that's really early, but.
Yeah, it was like, I feel like I did it before where there was like, you need double jump or dash or something. And like, I just hit down on all the spikes and it was like really tedious and really annoying. And I was like, I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm gonna.
And it was. You just, can.
Yeah.
Because there are areas that you cannot get to. There's like a giant chasm.
Yeah, yeah.
That like won't let you get there until you get a certain thing. So like, I don't know. And I think that, I feel like that guy's kind of like a bonus area anyway.
He was hard.
Yeah,
and I did it way too early when I had like no health or anything.
Yeah.
Like, he sucks. I don't like this.
Yeah, I feel you.
But the first time I got to the whatever Colosseum and I was like, I don't care about this.
Yeah, the Colosseum's annoying, but I usually save that till way later. So when you're stronger, it's easy. It's not easy, but like it's easier.
Yeah.
Not for me.
That's okay.
Been playing anything else? You been doing anything else?
Well, you know, I've been playing some things here and there.
Like what?
I've just been replaying a lot of stuff.
That's cool.
I decided to try and platinum some things that I noticed. I think I'm up to like 22 platinums now.
Nice.
Yeah. So, it's nothing compared to Nui, but
I got a couple.
But so. I realized I have like 22 platinums and then I have probably like 50 that I was like one away from and just gave up.
Yeah, right.
So I'm like going back and doing things.
That's cool.
I think I said on the last one that I platinumed Elden Ring.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played Bloodborne, platinum that.
Nice.
So now I'm playing Dark Souls 3.
Yes, I got to play it in that one. Maybe I'll play
which
it.
Which is only,
that's the only one I haven't finished.
I only have to like basically collect things, but unfortunately I have to do multiple playthroughs. Do
I'll,
it.
I'll play it and drop you some items.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I would.
Can you do that in Dark Souls 3?
I don't know. You couldn't in the other games.
I think, man, I don't know. Actually.
You can in Elden Ring, but I don't know if you could.
Good in Dark Souls 1 and 2, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is 3 the one with the weird like, yeah, I think you can. I think you can.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, you know, fucking good games.
Yeah.
Bloodborne. Man, I had so much fun playing that. Oh, that's one of the best games ever.
I think so, yeah.
It's really good.
I think that's it.
Nice.
And Dave. And Dave.
Dave.
Loving Dave.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, I got a, I did start playing Gungeon again too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because I've been like so close to fucking platinuming that game's for so fucking long.
Hard to platinum. You know what? What do you need?
I think I just need to steal a couple items again. Or okay. I don't know. And I just.
Yeah, do Winchester's challenge. That took me forever because it wouldn't fucking spawn.
Dude. Oh, that's the one I need, dude. And I
hate Winchester.
It's so hard to get a run where you even find Winchester.
Yeah, he doesn't and spawn.
Then every time I find him, I lose.
Yep, you have like the
it's
worst.
It's so hard. It's
you got to get a ruler up to the TV.
It's yeah. so fucking hard.
There's like some items that can make it easy, which is like that's a godsend. If you happen to get him and you happen to get the thing, like someone, would you get the wings
if you
or whatever?
Fly,
and,
can't you just go in and.
Yeah. So if you have those.
Can I just get fucking wings on a run with him, please, yeah. once?
That's how I had to like, I don't know, I failed probably 10 because, you know.
I think those are the only two I need.
That one's really annoying.
I think, I don't think I needed any trophies with the Gunslinger, but I want to unlock him because I Dude, he's so just good. Haven't.
So good.
But it's freaking hard.
Yeah.
That's like, so, I've gotten, is that the one I've gotten two in a row? Yes. I've gotten to the, what's the guy, the last boss's name? I can't remember.
The
he's basically the Gunslinger, yeah, but he has like a name I can't think of.
Paradox.
No, the Paradox is who I'm.
He's like a lich. The lich.
Lich, yeah, lich or something. I've gotten to him with the Gunslinger or the.
That happened to me.
In Paradox, like so many times. I think I once beat him with the Paradox and got to the Gunslinger, mm-hmm. and that was the one where I fucking. I kept picking up cursed items.
Yeah.
Like an idiot. And then I got to the point where I got the Gunslinger and the fucking Lord of the Damned or whatever showed up on my run. I was like,
that's it.
It's trash. Yeah. I trashed it. Why'd I pick all these fucking cursed items up? Such a good game, man.
Yeah, I want to play that again.
It's just so, it's like a comfort game for me, man. There's just,
yeah.
It's good. I mean, I do that with
Isaac. I mean, I must have at least 300 hours, and there's just still like, there's just so
fun every time, dude.
Variety that it never gets old.
That's what I like. I don't know, maybe a couple, like last week or something, I was like, I was just like, yeah, I'm going to play Isaac again.
Yeah.
And I like deleted one of my files so I could restart again. I'm like, oh, God, it's so fun. And I don't know, it's still like unique, or I try to make it like where I take items that are bad just to be, I don't know, to have fun with it.
Yeah.
I just played Children of Morta recently again. It's almost a good game.
So close to being a good game.
I was like, I want it to be good, but it's not there.
Yeah, I never finished it.
It's really short. It's only 3 areas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll finish someday. Probably not, but
it's not that good. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Animal Well comes out early May.
That game's fun.
What the fuck is that?
Why are you looking at me like that?
You know about it. I don't really know anything about it.
It's just like a platformer. It's a donkey.
It's just like a platformer.
It's Donkey's team, studio, whatever. Are they just Animal Well and then that's what the game is? Or do they have a different name? I don't know.
I have no idea.
But it's a pretty fun platformer. A lot of cool like neon lighting and cool animals and stuff in there. It's neat. I liked it, but I only played a little bit of it at PAX when we went.
Yeah.
Nice. Hellblade 2, May 21st.
Are you scared? I never finished Hellblade. All I did was get the runes. I beat it, but I didn't get the platinum. That's why.
Oh, dude. Why did you not?
I don't know. It was the only thing I needed was the runes. I just didn't go back and get them.
You can do it multiple playthroughs, too.
Maybe I'll go back and do that. Super
easy. It's very easy platinum.
I'm going to do that next.
I want to replay it anyway before.
Second one comes out, yeah.
Yeah. That's such a good game.
That was really good.
That would be a good show.
That'd be pretty sick.
That'd be sick, yeah.
That'd be really cool.
Like a horror show.
Like a horror show?
I mean, that'd be pretty cool, too.
Horror.
A horror.
Horror show.
That'd be awesome.
What, a horror show?
A Hellblade horror show.
That would be sick, dude.
Whoa! fuck you guys. Love I felt you. Today when you texted me and I said... I was trying to say either one's fine.
But I just said Rutger, man.
Rutger's fine.
Rutger?
Yeah.
What the fuck's
like,
a Rutger?
What the fuck is a Rutger? And like 2 hours later, Brandon's like, Rutger. I'm like, shut up. All right. I think that takes care of this.
Yeah.
We will be talking to you guys in the next episode. See ya.
Peace.
Bye.
Oh, sorry. Good night, gamers. Do we still say that?
I don't know.
Dude, why not? Nighty night.
Good night, readers.
Yeah.
Gamers.
Movie goers.
Watchers. Whatever you do.
Watchers.
I don't like that.
That's going to be.